Good afternoon. I'm Erin Gottsacker with WXPR News. More people in Oneida and Iron Counties have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 than there have been confirmed cases of virus in either of the counties. Nearly 9% of Wisconsin's population has gotten both the required doses. Now, the state is getting an increase of doses and vaccinators. Yesterday, the Department of Health Services announced some Kroger stores will be getting vaccines. That includes Pick and Save. DHS Deputy Secretary Julie Willems Van Dyke says this is another boost to the state vaccination system.
We are among the top states in the nation for the percentage of our allotted doses that have been administered. The national average is 78%, and we are at 93% administered.
The doses to Kroger and Walgreens locations come directly from the federal government and are on top of the state allocation. Adding to its growing allocation, Wisconsin is set to receive 47,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine next week.
We'll get this initial 48,000 doses, and then we're not likely to see very much supply for the next few weeks. And more likely by the end of March to start seeing a regular supply of vaccine.
Willems Van Dyke says the initial Johnson & Johnson doses will be going to the effort to vaccinate educators. Michigan is loosening its coronavirus restrictions, easing capacity limits in restaurants, and allowing for larger indoor and outdoor gatherings. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says families will be able to visit nursing homes after being tested for COVID-19. Restaurants and bars, now limited to 25% capacity inside, will have a 50% restriction. A 10 p.m. curfew will shift to 11 p.m., and venues like movie theaters, bowling alleys, banquet halls, and casinos will have higher capacity limits, too. The revised state order takes effect Friday. A couple weeks ago, Feed Our Rural Kids embarked on an effort to raise $1 million. The money is for an endowment fund to ensure local children have enough to eat today and well into the future. And the fundraising effort is off to a strong start, with the Land O'Lakes couple promising to match the first $50,000 raised. Margaret Bach and Mike McAdams are all about food.
It's such an important aspect of everybody's life.
A trained French chef, McAdams owned a restaurant. And together, the couple established a grocery store in Land O'Lakes.
It was a food desert. Our town had been, for 3 years, hadn't had a grocery store. And it was really a hardship for a lot of the local people who didn't have enough money to drive the 30 miles to get to the, or maybe 20 miles to get to a decent grocery store.
Bach says investing in the community to meet a common need felt meaningful.
How wonderful it made us feel to put our money to work in our community instead of just keeping it piled up in an investment account somewhere.
And that's why the couple is continuing to give. This week, Bach and McAdams announced that for every dollar Fork raises, they'll match it, up to $50,000.
Their goal is $1 million. Well, we can't do $1 million. But we're hoping that other people with abundance in their lives in the community, of which I know there must be many, will be able to follow our suit and do the same.
Perry Pogrant, Fork's president, says this money will not only support Fork's current programs, but will ensure these programs are sustained into the future. For information on where and how to donate to the Tomorrow's Kids Endowment Fund, visit our website, WXPR.org. A bill introduced by Republican state lawmakers would ban transgender athletes from participating in girls' and women's sports from kindergarten through college. The proposal unveiled yesterday comes as more than a dozen other states consider similar measures. In Wisconsin, it faces an almost certain veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers should it pass the Republican-controlled legislature. Opponents of the proposal say it violates Title IX, a federal education law prohibiting sex discrimination. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.